episode 2264, A True Leader.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. I hope you're searching for your achievements, not just about obtaining success, but about serving those who are placed in your path. That makes you a true leader. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. General Douglas MacArthur said this, "A true leader has the confidence to stand alone, the courage to make tough decisions, and the compassion to listen to the needs of others. He does not set out to be a leader, but becomes one by the equality of his actions and the integrity of his intent." In order to be a living legacy, it's vital to be a true leader. But at the same time, leadership brings about conflict. It brings about disagreements. And I think when we look at what leadership is, we sometimes discount leadership in the family. You're a leader in the family. If you run a business, you're a leader in your business. It doesn't matter what level you're at. It doesn't matter if you're the owner of the business or if you are on ground zero just coming in. You are a leader. But what we tend to forget is what really is a leader and how can we become a true leader? We try to do what we know and soar on wings like eagles as leaders, only to get shot down by those who want to bury what we desire to create. And then we give up. Well, if you give up, do you think that's a true leader? No, it's not. Because leaders are shakers. Leaders are movers. However, that doesn't mean that leaders are exempt from failure. Leaders fail. Leaders fall. In fact, they fail more. They rise then to the occasion after the fall. So who really wants to be a leader? Because it doesn't seem like there's much success in leadership. If you're always shot down, if your ideas are torn apart, if you're always looked at under a microscope, why do you want to be a leader? Because a true leader goes out and impacts the world that they touch. And I know you are that. You are a true leader. But really the question comes down to, how do you thrive as a leader in a world that keeps knocking you down? I know for me, when I was growing up, there were times that I was like, oh my gosh, I don't understand why people just don't see it. It was very basic things. When I'm in middle school and I see things and I'm like, come on, guys, this is not how we treat each other. And I would talk about it. And then I would be like, no, they really don't get it. They don't see it. And I'm like, but I do. And then I would see others that would try to be everything, like be the top player all the time. And they tried to act like the leader, but they really weren't the leader. All they wanted to be was popular. Do you really think leaders are popular? I was told at a very young age, Christiane, if you're going to lead, you're not going to be popular. And I was okay with that. Of course, there were times growing up that I was like, I kind of want to be popular, right? You want to be with the in crowd. But you see, my problem was I moved all the time. I never stayed long enough in one place to be a part of the in crowd. Maybe that was something that was beneficial to me looking back. There's a silver lining to everything. So a true leader, how does a true leader show up? How does a true leader bloom? How do you show up as a leader in your family, in your business, in your community, with your neighbors? How do you show up? Because I promise you, there are going to be times that you're going to have to make those tough decisions and you don't want to. And you're going to have people that are going to talk behind your back. You're going to have your kids who don't like you because you're being a leader, not a friend. Now I'm here to tell you, I know it's not confession day, but it's, you know, here it's always confession day. It's okay to be the leader and not the friend when it comes to raising your children. It's okay to be the leader in your business and not be a friend. Can you be both? I believe you can. But you have to learn how to operate as such. And we don't get this kind of stuff in school. Did you ever join a club that sat down and said, okay, today we're talking about leadership. And this is how you become a true leader. This is how you rise above when everybody else is going to cut you down. So how do you thrive as a leader in a world that keeps knocking you down? You got to break the chains that bind you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Break the chains. The chains can only be broken if you're willing to go above and beyond mediocrity. You can't settle because settling is for amateurs. And I'm here to tell you that you are a pro. Pros know that they're going to have struggles. They know that they're going to have interactions that they don't agree with. They know that there's going to be conflict and confusion. But pros are willing to put in the work to rise above it. Don't play less than. Be willing to lead and break the chain. So what does that look like? Number one, ignite your integrity. We need this more than anything in our world right now today. We need it in our families. We need it in our businesses. We need to show up like this in our communities. We need to be this in the church. Ignite your integrity. Be honest. Stand for your morals and your principles. Don't let somebody sit there and say, no, that's not really how we do it here. What century are you in? Maybe the question needs to be flipped to them and say, what century are you in? Just because technology is changing doesn't mean that we cannot have respect for each other. We've lost that. We're all about, I'm going to put you down. I'm going to shame you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. If you don't agree with me, then you're out of here. That's not how we are to interact as human beings. And that's not a true leader. True leaders rise above. True leaders ignite their integrity. Ignite yours. Let your honesty rise above anybody else's. Number two, embrace tough decisions. Okay, this is being real honest. I do not like making tough decisions. I don't. I would rather just kind of tiptoe backwards and be like, okay, you take this one. But you know what? What I do like doing is being a strong woman with a very strong backbone. I may not like to make the hard decisions, but let me tell you, I will defend them. I will figure it out. I just want somebody else to speak about it. Now, that was me growing up. I'm being honest. I didn't want to have to figure that all out. Now, what I have noticed is I've blended the two together. If there's something that comes up against what I believe, comes up against someone that I care about, it could be a stranger that I see that's being treated wrong. You better believe I am going to make some tough decisions, maybe in a very short period of time, or it could be over a few weeks. You know, sometimes you have to figure things out with your finances. Am I going to buy a car? Are we going to sell the house? Are we going to move again? Right? All of these different things. We have to be willing to embrace tough decisions, but that doesn't mean you have to like it. And you see, that's the difference. I didn't like making tough decisions when I'm young. I didn't really like making them when I'm older. But guess what? I embrace them. And one thing it has allowed me to do is build a stronger backbone. And if I believe in something, you better believe I'm going to stand for it. Ignite, embrace. And finally, number three, listen with your heart and mind. Not one or the other. You need both. If you have someone who works only with the mind and listens only with their wisdom, okay, that can be beneficial at times. But what happens when you need to consider, wait, this impacts not just what's on paper here, but it impacts individuals. There's families attached to what we're making a decision about. So we can't just listen with our mind. We also have to listen with our hearts. And if we're only listening with our hearts, then you're dealing with what? Only feelings. And feelings can lead you astray. That's why you need both together. That takes practice. That takes lots of falling down, making lots of mistakes, but learning from them. So then when you have occasions and situations and circumstances that come up, you can listen with both your heart and mind. And therefore, you're taking it all in. And it's not just one facet of it. You're multifaceted. Breaking the chains to become a true leader is hard because you have to be willing to do it day in and day out. You have to show up when you don't feel like it. But true leaders show up when they don't feel like it. They look to reach out, not hide out. Let your intentions speak as loud as your actions and words. I love what General MacArthur said. A true leader has the confidence to stand alone, the courage to make tough decisions, and the compassion to listen to the needs of others. If we would live by that statement alone, confidence, courage, and compassion, obviously, 100% this world would be better with just the confidence, courage, and compassion. But he goes on to say, he does not set out, and I'm going to interpret this as he or she, okay, male or female, he does not set out to be a leader, but becomes one by the equality of his or her actions and the integrity of his or her intent. I really want you to chew on this week. What does it mean to be a true leader in your family? What does it mean to be a true leader in your business? What does it mean to be a true leader in your community, within your group of friends, within your mastermind? What does it mean? And how are you showing up? Are there areas where you lack? Do you need to ignite more of your integrity? You need to show it more. And that means not to say, whoa, look at me here. I am so good. I am honest all the time. I'm not saying that way. This is not a prideful show. This is igniting your integrity that gives you the voice to speak against those who are not living by integrity. When they're not honest, when they try to slip things under the table and be like, well, if we really don't say anything, it really won't hurt anything. Really? Think twice. Maybe you need to embrace tough decisions more often. I mean, if I had to take one of these three out, I would take that one out because I don't want to make the tough decisions. But remember, I don't want to make them, but I embrace them. There is a difference. Embrace them. Be willing to learn. Be willing to be stretched. That's a true leader. And then listen with your heart and mind. Life is not just about you. And that's a good thing, because if it was just about you, you would be living a very lonely life. I mean, let's just be honest. So where do you need to focus this week? Pull out a statement, write one, put a little sticky note up on your mirror when you wake up and say, I am a true leader who stands with integrity, who embraces tough decisions, who listens with my heart and mind. What is it for you? The chains are broken with each step that you take. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And I'm telling you, as a true leader, you are walking in miles of greatness. But remember, it's not a destination. It's a journey. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.